From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Vice President highlights the country's latest stance on North Korea. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has once again pledged the Trump administration's commitment to defending its allies in Asia from North Korea and any other threats. Speaking to U.S. and Japanese troops on board the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier Wednesday, Pence called North Korea the most urgent and dangerous threat to the peace and security of the Asia-Pacific region. He said that under President Donald Trump, the U.S. will stand up to its enemies with its allies.
Those who would challenge our resolve or our readiness should know. We will defeat any attack and meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective American response.
Pence also said the U.S. would protect freedom of navigation in the South China Sea, the sea lanes vital to global shipping where China has been staking claim to disputed territory. The American vice president is on a 10-day trip to Asia that has been dominated by the North Korea issue. The vice president made a pitch for President Trump's economic policies in Japan, telling U.S. and Japanese business leaders that a tax overhaul and cut in regulations would help businesses on both sides of the Pacific. Pence was speaking in Tokyo to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Japan. He says the Trump administration's plans to simplify the U.S. tax code and cut the corporate tax rate will benefit every business represented here today. He also said the era of overregulation is over, and Trump aims to bring in a new era of jobs and growth. This is VOA News. President Trump signed an executive order directing government agencies to review their use of the H-1B visa program, which enables U.S. companies to hire temporary foreign workers. Slata Chahok has more for VOA.
Trump told an audience in a tool-making factory in Wisconsin that widespread abuse of the U.S. immigration system enables employers to replace American workers of all backgrounds with cheaper labor brought in from other countries.
American workers have long called for reforms to end these visa abuses, and today their calls are being answered for the first time. That includes taking the first steps to set in motion a long-overdue reform of H-1B visas.
H-1B visas are designed to help employers bring in foreign workers with skills that are scarce in the United States. Slati Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has signed a bill extending a program that lets some veterans seek medical care in the private sector. The extension gives Veteran Affairs Secretary David Shulkin time to develop a more comprehensive plan to allow veterans to more easily go outside the VA health system for their care. The new law allows the VA to operate its choice program until its funding runs out, expected early next year. British voters will be heading to polling stations for the third time since 2015. That after lawmakers overwhelmingly backed Prime Minister Theresa May's call for a snap election on June 8th. The parliamentary election comes less than a year after Britain voted to leave the European Union and will likely be dominated by the political and economic upheaval spawned by Brexit. May, who took office in July after an internal Conservative Party leadership race, wants the election to increase her majority in Parliament and consolidate her power as she faces both pro-EU opposition politicians and hardcore Brexit backers inside of her own party. The lawmakers voted Wednesday by a resounding 522-13 to back May's call for an election, easily surpassing the two-thirds majority in the 650-seat House of Commons needed to trigger an early vote. An unofficial result showed the minority Christian governor of the Indonesian capital was resoundingly defeated Wednesday by his Muslim challenger, who swept up votes by appealing to a growing conservatism in the world's most populous Muslim nation. So-called quick counts by 10 research companies show former cabinet minister Anies Baswedan winning between 55% and 60% of the votes, with more than 80% of the ballots counted. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.